The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Every cry that came on the cross,
I need to record this message myself.
Every cry that comes on the cross, that comes your way. The one that came on the cross,
it swallows.
It swallows your cry. Tell the devil you are a liar. Whatever cry you are producing in my life, it's temporary. It's temporary. Say this cry is temporary. Say you devil, any cry you are producing, any cry through my husband, through my wife, through my business, through my career, through this sickness, by attacking me in all these areas to make me cry, I want you to know this cry is temporary, because there is a cry that has swallowed this cry, that has swallowed this cry. Hallelujah.
Amen.
After this cry, there was a second cry. You see, these are the things we should know as Christians. This is our solid foundation. These were the things that the early church knew. What do you think will cause Peter? When he was going to be crucified, deny Jesus, or we crucify you.
He
said, go ahead and crucify me. And as for me, don't crucify me with my head up. I don't deserve it. Crucify me with my head down. Today Christians are not like that. James.
Yakubu.
When they were coming to cut, he was smiling.
No, sir.
He started worshiping.
No, if you say sorry, Nyame.
He started worshiping.
If you say sorry, Nyame.
He started worshiping.
Oh, sorry, Nyame.
Today,
and
some people are angry because they didn't get a ball of kinky. So even when they are sitting in the chair, they are annoyed with you, the pastor. Even when they are coming, they are annoyed. Some they will not come at all. Because of an issue. But there were people who were prepared to lose their heads, to lose their bodies. Some were cut into two. In the old Isaiah was cut into two lines. What did they understand that you and I don't understand? What did they understand? When Paul was going to Jerusalem, a prophecy came. They are going to kill you there. Paul said, I am ready. I am dead already. Because of where they were going. Because they want to be at where Christ was.
Christ is.
But listen to me. You and I, we represent Christ here on earth. Amen.
Amen.
After this painful cry, then came another cry. And what was that cry?
And then
in verse 50. Matthew 27, verse 50. And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. Or King James says he his ghost. Do you know this cry? What did he say in this cry? John 19:30. It is finished. It is finished. It is finished. This is the victory cry. Say victory cry. Say victory cry. Victory over sin. Victory over Satan. Victory over death. Victory over hell. This victory cry was a cry for the ultimate sacrifice. The supreme sacrifice. The highest sacrifice. The final sacrifice. Beloved, after every bitter cry, there is a victory cry. I said there is a victory cry. I said there is a victory cry. I said there is a victory cry. There is a victory cry. When we say it is finished, you understand what it means? It is finished. It is finished. It means that anyone that connects to Jesus genuinely, that you take him as your Lord and personal Savior, you are the seed of the finished work. You are the product of the finished work. And because of that, it is finished. And it is finished means the devil will never have the final say. No matter what you are going through, the final say will be given by God Almighty. The final say is not from the devil. No matter what you are going through, the devil will not give the final say. Our Heavenly Father will give the final say because it is finished. Look, that sickness that is tormenting you, it is finished. That battle in your life, it is finished. Whatever it is, it is finished. It's a matter of time. Poverty, it is finished. Scarcity, it is finished. Indebtedness, it is finished. Barrenness, it is finished. It's a matter of time. It's a matter of time. The other day, our mother Esther was giving you the testimony. That woman and my own, Rocky. They feed me every Sunday. She started because she's a senior. And now Rocky has taken over.
And as he said, Rocky
is doing very well. In fact, her watch is the best in the whole world. Another food also. Can you imagine Mama Esther cooking for me for over 15 years, every Sunday? And the time has come for her to join the husband. And she comes and I declare. She goes and come back. Come and sit on the floor in my office. I say, Mama, it is finished.
I say, Mama,
nothing can resist you from joining your husband. All I know is that it is finished. 5 times. But another time when she went,
Over there, she called me.
Oh, no, friend,
Papa.
Papa.
It is finished.
Where we are, bro. Where
it has finished.
Yeah, yeah,
it has finished.
Yeah,
listen to me.
What you mean?
Look, it doesn't matter how many years the devil will resist you. Once it is finished, one day the devil will get tired. If only you don't get tired. I say, if only you don't get tired, the devil will get tired. It is finished, wear the devil out. I say, it is finished. Wear the devil out. It is finished. Wear the devil out. It is finished. Will tell the devil to get tired. The devil will get tired. He will get tired because of it is finished. It is finished. It is finished. And the devil is fighting. The voice, it is finished. Is sounding. Is sounding. Is sounding. Is sounding. Is sounding. When the devil rejects you, the voice, it is finished, will stand. You are playing. Don't you know it is finished? Don't you know it is finished? Don't you hear it is finished? Don't you hear it is finished? Look, anything you want to be, now you are. How many years has the devil been delaying you? It is finished. It is finished. It is finished. It is finished. Witches and wizards. How many years can they resist you? It is finished. Look, it is finished. Wear them out. It is finished. We'll get them tired. But it depends on you. All depends on you. If you don't give up, if you continue to hold on, if you continue to persevere, if you don't give up, do you know what God was asking me? Jesus was during this Easter convention.
And I'm saying, when
we are in the car and we are going, the Lord was asking me, where are my people? What is the use of my death? What did I die for?
And then I'm me woman, yeah.
Up to now. I don't understand. Where are my people? I don't know which prophet can interpret this to me. Where are my people? Now listen to me. Before we go into the prophetic action, God's supernatural calendar begins on the Resurrection Sunday. That's why we don't play with Easter. Easter in the Old Testament was the Passover. And when you read Exodus chapter 12, Exodus 12, 1 and 2. God said to Moses, tell the Israelites, this month, the month of
Nisan,
will be for you the first month of your year. Underline your year. Look, every religion has its calendar.
Now, Osumbia one is Japan.
There is Islamic calendar.
Yeah, Islam push is Japan.
There is Hindu calendar.
Hindu push or Moses Japan.
There is Buddhist calendar.
Buddhist push or Moses Japan.
Jewish calendar.
Yeah, Jew push is Japan.
These are all spiritual calendars. The calendar we are using is the lunar calendar.
Na niye ye diye juma aye lunar for diye.
Or the Gregorian calendar.
And I say Gregorian for diye.
It is a secular calendar.
And we are seeing aye she say po.
It has no spiritual significance.
Na how much actions you dey be any so?
It is purely based on the movement of the sun and the stars.
Ni ne jina se on slamne the moon. Any we are so.
But there is divine, supernatural, heavenly throne. Calendar. And that calendar begins on the Resurrection Sunday. That's why every Easter Sunday
is
a new beginning. It's a shift. There is a shift in the realms of the spiritual, in the realms of the supernatural. There is a shift. There is a switch. There is a reset. There is a changeover. There is a turnover. There is a repositioning. Look, you don't know.
Who named that?
The occult people.
The
Illuminati.
The
Freemason.
Freemason for
even our people. You don't know what they do from Good Friday. You don't know. Christian, may God have mercy on us. Go and see Christian. They are at the beach. Tomorrow you can go to the beach.
Oh, baby, they
are in their villages celebrating Easter. They have become village champions.
It's
good. But listen to me. Even the witches. Do you know what they do? From Good Friday to Holy Sunday.
Is it
Sunday is a Holy Sunday.
Yes,
or we call it Holy Saturday. Sunday is what?
Resurrection Sunday. Yes.
We have Holy Saturday.
Resurrection Sunday.
Look, they understand spiritual things.
What?
Look, let me tell you. Like tonight,
she said,
we should have an all night.
See,
because it is a shift. A switch. A reset. A repositioning. A changeover. A turnover. A repositioning. A new beginning. Today is the day that you need to declare things. You need to say something. You need to command the sun. You need to command the earth. You need to command the moon. God's spiritual calendar begins today. Right from midnight, 12 midnight.
Every other sumdum, you know.
Till 12 midnight.
I call him another other sumdum, you know.
This is the time that people have family meetings.
Where is your name, Ra? Ebusensi Mubekaso.
It's good.
Aye, dear.
See, look, let me tell you.
I mean, can't you know?
When you miss it, you miss it. Oh.
Na a power horn, a power horn.
You miss it, you miss it.
Oh,
you are still a child of God.
Oh, that's right, Yamiba.
But there are some struggles that you still go through.
Now, I pray,
if you are not sensitive during this time, and position yourself well, and you miss it, you miss it. Do you know the switch?
Is this I know?
Tonight.
It's
a night of forgiveness.
It's
a night of a new beginning. Look, Monday, I called somebody. There had been a terrible issue between me and somebody. Serious insults. Bad words. I felt I was right. Remember.
I'm sorry about you.
Because the person felt that I didn't handle some issues well. Monday, a week tomorrow, the Lord just visited me. Number one, you know that my year is coming. I am ending the year and beginning another year. Are you going to end the year with the devil stealing your year? Do you know today? Today is the end of God's spiritual calendar year.
Today
is also the beginning. That's why today is the day of shift, switch, reset, repositioning, change over. When you miss it, you miss it. Are you going to allow anger, offense? Are you going to allow this thing to steal your year? Do you know what I want to achieve? Do you know what I did? I picked the phone. I called a brother. Come and drive me to the person's house. As we're going, I was going to say, I am sorry. I don't need to say I'm sorry. But I didn't want the devil to steal my year. So I had to go and say, I am sorry. But I was on the way when I had a call. A very important person is waiting for me somewhere. So I had to change the route. And when I got home,
you do feel no.
After meeting the person and everything, I made a call. I said,
and I'm saying,
I am sorry.
Israel,
everything that happened, I take responsibility. Forgive me.
Forgive me.
Let's pretend that nothing has happened.
Yeah, you don't say if we see yeah.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
I also forgive you.
Me so me dey tell.
Immediately I did that.
Me yes I dey no wey pay.
The way I feel from that time up to today.
Na say na me ti en ka bi e fi sabre na ba pem ne.
I see myself different.
Me hu me hu sronko.
Those who accompany me to the Easter convention.
Wa o ka me hu ko Yesu me no se mu die no.
Alex.
E me so me ka hu bi.
Say pastor you look different.
Aso aso fu aye sronko.
You look different.
O ye sronko kra.
Your preaching, everything is different.
Oh, some kind of BBS.
And God started telling me something. That was what the devil wanted to steal. Do you know that some people are still going to end the year empty? Because they miss today. I am not talking about their presence here. People are still carrying issues. Some people didn't come here because of offense. People say, I'm tired. After a halt, we have come for Easter convention. Lazy. Unspiritual. Soulish. So every year ends the same. Every year ends the same. Every year ends the same. Because you don't know the day you miss your visitation. Tonight, we are stepping into our new season. We are stepping into our shift. We are stepping into our shift. We are stepping into our reset. We are stepping into our changeover, our turnover. We are stepping into it right now. Do you know?
Now,
those who didn't participate in Easter convention, they've missed something.
Yes, sir.
And those who didn't participate today,
they've
missed something. Listen to me. The online program
is
not from those who are in Accra. Online programs are for people outside Accra. They are for people outside Accra. Or they are for people in the hospital. Who have been admitted. Or they are for people who by their work, they are standing before a machine.
And then
they don't operate that machine.
Maybe
electricity. Light to go off. So they are there. These programs are for such people. The woman with the issue of blood. Did she tag the garment of Jesus online? Did she tag the garment of Jesus online?
No.
Was it online?
No.
Lazy.
I'll
watch it online.
Make no video, so
you don't know what you are doing to yourself. Did the woman with the issue of blood
Did she touch
the garment of Jesus online? I don't have to say because do you know the prayer I was praying today? I said, Lord, tell them these things. Don't tell me.
Because
sometimes when I say it, it to me as if I'm attacking somebody. Please, why don't they are your children? Tell them directly. You see, that's why I've placed you as a shepherd and overseer over them. I can tell them, but they may not understand. That's why you should tell them. Online. You get your testimony online. You get your husband online.
When
you're
on video, so
you get your healing online.
When you're on video, so
the woman with the issue of blood.
I mean, I know what you're doing, no.
Didn't touch Jesus online.
One funny son can you start with video, so
she touched the garment physically.
Or the Nissan can you
so I can't follow it.
Now, oh, DS, where
Jesus only I
touch. And
Jesus felt.
And I yes, you think.
Jesus didn't feel it online. Now, those who are watching online, if they put their finger on me, will I feel it? Eh? Will I feel it? Will I feel it? Listen to me. It depends on the person. Do you know recently? But if it is laziness, you won't feel it.
And I won't yet think of ya.
Recently, I was praying a prayer for somebody. Very soon, I'm going to meet church workers or some people because there is something I don't understand. People are following online. They are getting multi-million dollar contracts. They are coming to me. 10 million. 50 million. 20 million.
And you know,
where are my deliverance people?
I don't go forward here.
What is happening in this house? Somebody who got some millions contract. The person called me. Papa, they want to take the contract from me. I am coming. He came to me at the office. When we were praying, then the Lord said, take your father Uma Okpai's picture. And lay on it. And say, I receive the mantle of Uma Okpai. And with that mantle on me, I command the meeting you are going, the people you are going to meet, who want to take the contract from you, because you are not a party member. When you enter the meeting, they cannot talk. So I pick Papa Uma Okpai's picture. So this one, are you seeing? Because Uma Okpai is in Nigeria. I am here.
Nigeria.
I can't go there.
Ghana.
So the picture is there. So I took it. I told the guy, we were all kneeling down. The center table in my office. When we finished, I said, now, go in that anointing. Nobody can talk. He entered the meeting. Everybody was sitting. Frown face. They were prepared to take the contract from him. He sat down. Yes. How far is the contract? How far is the work? He said when he entered, he was calm. He wasn't talking. Then the deputy chief executive asked, would you answer? He was quiet. Then the third person, would you answer? Then another person said, gentlemen, let's slow down. Before the confusion broke out among them, but they started quarreling among themselves. You were just sitting down. 10 minutes quarrel. But then when they finished, they said, how far?
I was saying,
I am on.
I see me also.
They say, okay.
I say, okay.
Carry on.
And that was why
nobody will take that contract.
Be
from
team
me.
Team influence.
You see that one.
Who said, wait there?
The picture worked for me.
Because
I am not there.
And
the man is far away.
But
I went out of laziness. Out of offense. Some of you don't go online again. You are cheating yourself. Now, finally. Say finally. Do you know what God wants to achieve in your life? What Hannah achieved. Hannah went to Shiloh.
Hannah called Shiloh
as a barren woman.
The
woman whose womb has been closed. But a year after, Hannah went back to Shiloh.
Hannah son called Shiloh.
With a baby boy. With Samuel.
Any Samuel.
Because.
And I'm saying.
Hannah was at the Shiloh.
Now Hannah was Shiloh herself.
And stepped into her shifting season.
And I got in. Who could see. The sister Ephraimo.
Her switching season.
The other sister Bibi Ephraimo.
Her changeover season.
The other sister Bibi.
Her turnover season. Her research season. Her repositioning season. And over there. She didn't let the season go. She said, God, I am making this vow. Please let me tell you. Do you know the reason why Easter conventions
He
goes with money. They raise funds. Look, it is correct. Because it is a changeover. It's a turnover. It's a shift. It's a time of sowing. It's a time of laying a solid foundation for you to take off. Begin to prepare something down for next year Easter.
Na fi asin fa bibi to ho e ma afia me wuram na e ye so me no.
Convention will be.
Abebi a e nsio mu no be ba so bia.
Because it is a shifting season.
E ye emra ye dey sister niam mu.
What happened to Hannah?
And then e to Hannah.
Hannah went to Shiloh barren.
Na oko Shiloh a na oye oboni.
Because she took advantage of a shift.
Now of her akwenya wonin sister no ho.
She took advantage of a switch.
Now so o sister bibia kwa bibi mu no
of her advantage of a changeover and turnover.
She sister ni ni bibia mu no of her akwenya.
A year after.
Na afi eti no.
A barren woman.
Oboniba
becomes a mother.
Obeye mame.
Listen to me.
Na tie me.
A year after today.
Na afi
something should happen in this house. I said something should happen in this house. Something should happen in this house. A year after today, something should happen.
I said BBC.
I said something should happen.
I said BBC.
I said get angry.
Na ubunfo.
I said a year. After today, a year by today, what did Hannah say to Eli?
And then Hannah catches Eli.
A year after,
I see VXC.
First Samuel.
Some of the kind.
Chapter 1. From verse
24.
After he was weaned, she took the boy with her, young as he was, along with a 3-year-old bull, an ephah of flour, and a skin of wine, and brought him to the house of the Lord at Shiloh. 25. When they had slaughtered the bull, they brought the boy to Eli. And she said to him, listen to verse
26.
And she said, oh my Lord, as your soul lives, my Lord, I am the woman who stood by you here, praying to the Lord. 27. For this child, I prayed. And the Lord has granted me my petition, which I ask of him. 28. Therefore, I also have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be lent to the Lord. So they worship the Lord. Go back to verse 26. Go back to verse 26. And she said, let me read from my 1984 translation. And she said to him, as surely as you live, my Lord, I am the woman who stood beside you praying to the Lord. I prayed for this child, and the Lord has granted me what I asked of him. This should be the testimony of somebody. 2025 Easter Convention. Whether it is the local or district, this should be the testimony of somebody. The pastor at last year's convention, I prayed a prayer. I made a request. I saw a seed. I did something. This is the testimony. This is the testimony. This is the testimony. Look, You are going to step into your shift right now. Say, I am stepping into my shift.
I
am stepping into my shift. I step into my shift. I begin to declare, I step into my shift. 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 I step into my turnover. I step into my turnover.
I step into my
changeover.
I step into my
reset.
I step into my
reset. I step into my repositioning.
I step into my repositioning.
Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
I welcome my shift.
I welcome my shift.
Everybody rise up right now. Begin to welcome your shift. Begin to welcome your shift.
I welcome my shift.
Look, God is shifting you out. He's shifting you out. He's shifting you out. God is shifting you out from that position, from that situation, from that sickness, from that disease. There is a shifting. There is a shifting. There is a shifting. Welcome your shift right now. Your shift from singleness, from barrenness. Your shift from loneliness. Your shift from that sickness. Your shift from poverty. Your shift from scarcity. Your shift into a better life. Your shift from headache, perennial stomach problems, perennial infectedness, perennial barrenness. Is Mr. Ayanava Zanad, has he arrived?
Yes.
Is it? Please come, 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 come. Please come. Let's clap for him as
well. Say my sorry.
This man is a French scholar. Please come up here for me. He's a French scholar. He has worked with international publisher companies. French countries. He's an international man. In fact, he edited my second book, The 11th into French.
Oh, yeah.
This man can be online. He comes from Huawei.
If you turn
our crossover from here, you go to the station. Public transport and come back. When people are in Accra here, this man can follow online. He said, no.
I see the view.
My presence. It will make a difference.
Yes,
he was at Afenya when he called me. He said, oh, Papa, I should have called you before even starting.
I said, Papa, I said, come me see my son, I'm asking for me for one son.
I know the crossover is always at the last day of the month. And because today is 31st, it just occurred to me that I didn't find out.
Will he come on?
I say it is coming on.
I said
it's on the way. I said immediately you arrive,
as soon as you do pa,
I will use you for a testimony. God bless you. There is a turn around. There is a shift. Your life will never be the same again. I see a glory cloud around you.
Amen.
After this crossover today,
Jesus,
you call me and give me a testimony.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
After that, I will see you.
Amen.
Say, Lord.
Lord.
Now listen to me. Sit down for 2 minutes. Sit down for 2 minutes. Today I'm going to surprise you.
And then my mom won't agree more.
You are going to give me a different name after tonight.
And then
Mama, you will give me a different name because of you.
I see, and then
because of you, there will be a surprise.
Hey.
Because of Mama Kabute. Do you know?
Morning.
Today the Lord taught me something I don't. And the first place I had ever preached this was at the West Hills District Convention. I never knew it. 3 a.m.
No,
the Lord woke me up. I was tired. I had to wake up.
I said, I'm sorry.
Hey, it's not easy.
And yeah, there that from
when you are somebody the Holy Spirit teaches.
Now you'll be on Kong Church or the bar.
He doesn't care about your body condition.
I am fine on sending only Pediano Etiphobia. Say, bro.
He first woke me up at 2:30.
I said, oh, the can you know me?
I sat on the bed.
Me trunk at any so.
I look at her.
Maybe
she was far.
Now we do it today.
Then I went back.
Miss Miss Uncle Bill.
30 minutes after, the Rhema angel woke me up again. This one I know that I couldn't go back. Do you know what he taught me?
Oh, you know, tell me.
Because I had preached this today at the West Hill.
And then so what can I say power West Hill?
And I am here in my own chapel.
And what on Nana Solomonti?
I said this day will never pass without me mentioning it in my own chapel. Every release from heaven.
Now,
there are three levels. The first level is the day you became born again. The day you became born again and accepted Christ. Heaven has approved.
Na osro ajiwa tum dada.
Kafui, anything you desire.
Ni akondo bia.
Anything you want to be.
Ni abeso ye bia.
Any business you want to handle.
Ejume bia abeso ye bia.
Any kind of person.
Only person
bia. Heaven has approved.
Osro ajiwa tum dada.
The day you come born again.
And now unya ufo.
You have been qualified for it.
Wase afata.
Just for you to accept Christ.
Na se wa.
You have been qualified. You have been qualified.
Wase afata.
Because Jesus Christ.
Ebeso Yesu Kristo.
Has already paid for it. Look, what do you want to be?
And then obviously,
you have been qualified for it.
Yeah, so what's up with that?
You qualify for it.
What's up with that?
You don't do any other thing. You are qualified.
What's up with that?
But qualification is not enough.
And so,
the second level, it must be announced. What heaven has qualified you for,
heaven
will have to announce that this is my only begotten son. I have approved him to be this, to be that, to be that. And do you know what will make heaven to announce it? Heaven will announce your obedience. The day you take the step of faith, step of sacrifice, step of service, step of obedience. Do you know that when God called Abraham, immediately Abraham obeyed? What did God say to him?
And then I say, no.
I'll make you the father of many nations. It has been approved that Abraham will be a father.
Now, yeah, to say Abraham be a jadada.
But it wasn't announced.
Now, so near morning, Kaya,
in Genesis 22.
When
God told Abraham, sacrifice
Isaac.
After he tied
Isaac,
he removed the knife to strike
Isaac.
God said,
Abraham,
stop.
Jai.
Now,
Na
I know.
Menho.
From today,
if he and
I swear,
become a whole time.
Some of you,
your movie,
what is heaven announcing for you?
Now, and then some everyone can come out.
What are you doing that heaven should announce?
And then now we are through everyone in Kaya.
What steps are you taking?
And I'm on Ben Awutu.
I was telling those who went with me.
Honey, yeah, Kasai, my
people have been laughing at.
I think of who
they pay first fruit once in a year.
Omutu Abedi can bring back up in a
moment. Because they didn't see anything.
Oma who been
5 years now, they haven't tried first fruit again.
Now, fear no moment, so heavy.
Because they haven't seen anything. Let me tell you. The moment when heaven announced, do you know the people who hear it? The angels hear it. Hell also hears it. When heaven announces you, both heaven and hell, they hear it. So hell will fight it. But you must persevere. Because hell heard it. So hell will fight for the thing that has been announced not to happen. But you must fight on. You must fight on. You must fight on. You must persevere. You must continue. Then the third level is the day of manifestation.
Look,
the moment heaven announces it,
the
day of manifestation is automatic. It's automatic. It's automatic. It's automatic. It's automatic. Do you know this? When battles are won and lost, your battles are won or lost way before the day you lost the battle. Look, the day people die and we bury them,
It's
not the day they died. They died 10 years ago. 10 years ago, they lost an opportunity. They disobeyed something. God was prompting them. They were lazy. Rise up and pray a prayer. Sow a seed. Take a step. Do something for pastor. Do something in the church.
Laziness.
So. I think I've said it today. Was it today I said it? Those who went with me. I think today I said it at Western Hill.
Yeah, I said today.
There was this woman.
Mamimi.
At the convention.
I was here when they say.
The man of God was making appeal.
Nah, Yamini pray.
Making appeal.
Sika.
This woman was well to do.
Now, mommy, so are you be all the four with Sigapa?
These pastors,
as is our so
for the always asking for money.
Abibi, only says,
they are always asking for money.
Abibi, says,
they are always doing this.
Abibi, only say,
the 6-year-old daughter was sitting by her.
Not the baba, our office,
mommy, go. Say, leave me alone.
Oh, Jabby.
What do you know?
And then our name.
The daughter will,
mommy, go.
This woman didn't go.
Mommy, uncle.
10 years after.
In fear, do it.
The daughter was in secondary school in Central Region.
None of them want to associate school on free from Amantem.
She has sent her Land Cruiser.
Now, on the Land Cruiser,
with the driver to go and pick the daughter.
So, uncle, find the Baba Imra.
And three other children.
And then, me and several from.
Brand new Land Cruiser.
Now, Land Cruiser and say, full fruit
on their way.
And I'm quite so now.
Accident.
Bam!
The daughter died on the spot. Only the daughter died. Three days before that time. She had a dream.
Also, there.
When a man was telling her.
Ah, Obama Mikachano.
You see that you have lost your daughter?
Oh, say what? Why should Baba know?
Because you disobey my servant.
And I'm saying, we also asodi mama.
When she woke up,
oh sorry, no.
She didn't understand what it.
One tear, see, neneti.
Exactly 3 days.
Nina answer pepe.
The accident okay.
Ana kwe nse ni siye.
Now she remembered.
Efe no kai ye.
Look, come and see on the ground.
Brave here from her.
I kill my daughter.
Me kum me babe you.
I kill my daughter.
Me kum me babe you.
10 years ago.
In fear do it.
That day that she missed that opportunity.
Na sada na akwenya ni bo no no.
That was the day she lost the daughter.
Na sada na ni baba no ohre no.
The day the daughter died.
Eda ni benu we ni there.
Was just a day of manifestation.
Eda eda di.
In the same way.
Sa kwa ko
the day you win that contract.
Na da unya sa.
The day you win that business. The day you overcome something is the day you responded. The day you acted. The day you took a step. The rest is a matter of time. It's a matter of time. As we begin a new year in God's calendar, may God help you.
Amen.
Be sensitive. Please be sensitive. Say, Lord, help me to be sensitive. Help me not to miss your time. Help me not to miss my time. Help me not to miss it. 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 Help me not to miss it.
Help me not to miss it.
Help me not to miss it.
Help me not to miss it.
And some particular people think I'm attacking them. It's what God is telling me. 90% of Christians are worshiping God in the flesh. Flesh. They are soulish. And when we say spiritual, spiritual doesn't mean that always you are walking like this. Look, I'm spiritual. Hey, I'm spiritual. No. Spirituality is a normal life. Spirituality simply means that you are easily convicted.
Train
your spirit. That your spirit is alert. That is all. Spirituality. One day,
I see that girl.
Some years ago, myself and her, for 3 days, we were having some hard time. But that day when I was leaving, she opened the gate for me. I was going to do something in Accra.
Now me could be one crying.
I enter Rollins Park. You they gave me ticket.
Rollins Park or money ticket, baby.
As I parked,
how did you see where we are? No.
The Lord said,
"Let me say,
I just fell within me.
They take out me more.
Gladys is not happy.
Oh my Gladys, Nene Inje.
I've offended her.
I am my phone no.
Go back and apologize.
Kona kwasre no. Kopani
so after parking,
it how did you see where we are? No.
I pick another taxi.
I no find taxi.
I got home.
Obefie.
I entered.
And I'm in room.
Say, oh.
I said, oh.
You are back.
Baba.
I said, yes.
I say, Annie.
Say, please come.
I said, Machobra.
Say, anything.
I say, Vivio.
Say, please come.
I said, Machobra.
We sat in the hall.
Yetra. I said, so.
Gladys.
Gladys.
I've offended you.
I'm from Opa.
The way I spoke.
Say, na me kasa ye no.
Meanwhile, when she was opening the gate.
And so no, obie epona mami makono.
She was smiling. Now I get to know that not every smile is a real
she
smile.
She said,
husband and wife, not every smile is a smile.
I know be a real smile.
She was smiling.
No,
so it means that, oh, then she said, oh, go and come.
Oh, so take care.
Oh, but when I came back,
ask me somebody, no.
Ask for me, sorry. Sorry is an easy word for
I
me.
I say, service wrong now. There,
I can say sorry to anybody. Wait,
my catch will be.
I say, I'm sorry.
I say, Mister, watch me.
Why? I'm sorry.
My God, is watch me.
She just started laughing.
I don't feel as if three. Oh, three, no, oh, three.
GD.
I say, GD.
You really hurt me.
I'm passing. Oh, for me,
but I forgive you.
I say, Mister,
I forgive you.
Mister,
now listen.
I say, Muti.
How did my spirit pick it?
Because
I have trained my spirit.
If you say what it in the whole home,
you know that somebody doesn't care. Eh? That's how to be spiritual. When we talk about spirituality,
it's
how your spirit can pick things.
That
even what you have done, you didn't do right. Apologize. Do this.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
That is what we mean by spirituality.
Christians
are walking in the flesh.
Everything
they take offense.
Everything this.
Say, Lord,
I say, right, yeah.
Help me not to miss it.
Lord,
I shouldn't miss my time. I shouldn't meet my shift.
I should not miss it.
Lord, I receive, and I eat, to enter. Say, by this communion, I step into my shift. I step into my Kairos year. In my Kairos season, I step into my shift. I step into my switch. I step into my changeover. I step into my turnover. I step into my reset. I step into my repositioning. I eat to step. I eat and drink to step in. Yes, do that right now.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus.
I eat and drink to stop it.
Tonight's crossover is a very special one.
Those
of you online, I pray that you have the communion things, anything you want to use for communion. The Lord just alerted me to explain this to you about this woman's testimony, this woman's story I was telling. You know, in John chapter 6, verse 63. The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and they are life. Now, in Galatians 6:8. Whoever sows to please their flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the spirit, from the spirit will reap eternal life. This woman whose story I told you has lost,
the daughter.
She was purely in the flesh.
They
asked for money too much.
Oh, Mubi says, Gadodo.
Even when the daughter was asking her,
if
it were to be me, I would pick up the signal immediately. As this daughter is doing, maybe it's the Holy Spirit. One day, Reverend Adulai asked me to come and preach.
I prepare
everything.
I'm
not writing my Bible.
That means the Bible no more.
Not knowing I had left my Bible on my bed.
Nani represent the Bible no way down to Nick at any
so. I'd rather put another, a different Bible in my bag.
In your bag, trust some who from the bag in the moon.
When I was going to enter the car, it was gone.
Hey,
but when the mother woke up, she also woke up.
Why
are you up at this time? There was this children feature paper.
Now, my friend,
big one.
She folded
it. I said, no, don't worry me. When I got to
Huawei, you could do
the choir was singing.
And you took air to know.
Reverend
Adulai
alerted
me. So,
after the choir, I am going to introduce you. When I
opened
the bag, the Bible and the message was not inside.
Now,
I have no paper. The paper that folded
at the back
of the paper. When she was saying something before she invited me. I wrote the test. I wrote some points I can remember.
Whilst
I was writing, all I heard with a clap offering, let's invite. Say, Lord,
I say, Rady,
help us to be spiritual.
We
are too dead. That's why we are missing things. That's why little things are overcoming us. I have trained my spirit so much that
day.
When I look at you,
so I hear you.
It's why everything we see.
Yes, sir.
I told my wife something.
I said, okay,
you
The day we met the person,
and I showed you,
and the person said it.
No, no, I said.
She looked at me.
I feel you are here.
Why did you look at Pastor like that?
I said, I'm here, sir.
He said, Pastor just told me.
I saw what they see on
the
guy.
This is the way this person thinks.
Say no, you're not. Oh, yeah.
Say, Holy Spirit,
train
my spirit not to miss my times and my season. Rise up right now. Say, with this communion, as I eat, I eat and drink to step into my shift, into my switch, into my reset, into my changeover, into my turnover, into my reposition.
Nikotore basadere makabrade, rakabala brade, rakababa, yade makabrade, libro kotore basede, libre kataya. I step into my sin to love, 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 I step into my sin to love,
I step into my sin to love, I step into my sin to love, I step into my sin to love, I step into my sin to love, I step into my sin to love, I step into my sin to love, I step into my sin to love, I step into my sin to love, I step into my sin to love, I step into my sin to love, I step into my sin to love, I step into my sin to love, I step into my sin to love, I step into my sin to love, I step into my sin to love, I step into my sin to love, You know how people are missing blessings. You are there and the quarrel just comes. You should know that this quarrel is because a door is about to open. So let me not allow it. Even when they slap, even they can slap me, I should be quiet. Because a door is about to open. People are not sensitive.
Before I saw Nahokra,
know when to talk.
Humbre say Okasa,
know when not to talk.
Na humbre ense say Okasa,
know when to be quiet.
Humbre say we yedi,
know when to take a step.
Na humbre say we tua namo,
know when to stand still.
Na say we jina piti.
These are the little things that are causing us to miss.
When in your market, get your ma and your ma empire home.
But after tonight,
na so ene etino,
you will never miss it. I say you will never miss it. I say you will never miss it. I say you will never miss it. Say by faith,
I
receive.
I receive
the body.
The body
of Jesus Christ.
Of Jesus Christ.
That was sacrificed for me.
That was sacrificed for me.
I eat
to step into God's Kairos year.
Into God's Kairos season.
Into God's Kairos year.
Into God's Kairos
season.
Into God's Kairos season.
Said by the power.
By the power
of this communion.
Of this communion.
I enter
into God's
Kairos year.
Kairos year.
Kairos season.
Kairos season.
Which is the year.
Which is the year.
And the season.
And the season
of prompt manifestations.
Prompt manifestations.
Prompt manifestations. Prompt delivery.
Prompt delivery.
Prompt fulfillment.
Prompt fulfillment.
By faith.
By faith.
I eat.
I eat.
To enter.
To enter.
In the name of God the Father.
Name of God the Father.
The name of God the Son.
Name of God the Son.
The name of God the Holy Spirit.
Name of God the Holy Spirit.
Now, before you eat,
Son of Abedino,
you yourself,
Wankasa,
declare.
Can say more.
As you eat,
so we need,
in a year's time,
I feel it, sir.
Like Hannah.
He said, Hannah.
Hannah went to Shiloh.
Okay, Shiloh. Shiloh.
as a barren woman. But in a year's time, she went to the same Shiloh as a mother. Declare right now. Say, today I am eating dish. As a single. As a barren. As a jobless. As so and so. But in a year's time, I will stand here with my testimony. I eat as somebody suffering from this sickness, mention the sickness, from this disease, from so and so, somebody with this challenge, with this financial challenge, with this economic challenge, somebody who is in debt, but from today, in a year's time, I will stand here as a millionaire, as a declare those things right now. Declare. I just give you some examples right now. Look, the angels are recording what you are saying right now. Those online, do the same. Say, this challenge must cease. This thing must die. This sickness must die. This situation must change. I eat for a shift. A shift out of this. A shift into this. A shift out of this. A shift into this. In a year's time, any moment from today, shakatakata, a shift for my delivery, a shift for my discovery. A shift from a borrowed life, a shift from indebtedness into lending. It is a shifting year. It is God's Kairos year. Declare anything right now. Say in Jesus' name. Say by faith. I eat. In the name of God the Father. In the name of God the Son. In the name of God the Holy Spirit. Those online, do the same. Shall we eat right now? Say, I bring this cup. I drink the precious blood. This blood is the payment for me to enjoy God's Kairos. God's Kairos season. God's Kairos year. This is the payment that qualifies me for God's Kairos year. For God's Kairos season. This is the price that qualifies me for God's shift. For God's switch. For God's reset. For God's changeover. For God's turnover. For God's repositioning. I receive it by faith. I therefore drink it by faith. I drink for my shift. I drink for my switch. I drink for my reset. I drink for my turnover. I drink for my changeover. I drink for my repositioning.
Declare something right now.
Look, the heaven is recording. Angel, look. Your angel is recording. And your angel is going to ensure that it happens in your life.
Now,
what Hannah declared in Shiloh, the angel recorded it. The vow she made. And Eli confirmed. He said, go. Let it be unto you according to your confession. Exactly a year. Exactly a year. Hannah returned with a testimony. The same thing should happen to you right now. Look, this,
This gives you advantage over the system.
Let
the system open for you right now. Let the economic system open for you. Yes. Let the legal system, the governing system, let the system, the Babylonian systems of this world, let them give way right now. When your name is mentioned, when your image appears, let the system give way. Let every hindrance give way. Let every impediment give way. Let every barrier shatter. Let every conspiracy never work. Let every demonic and satanic attack, let it never work, never work, never work. Say by faith,
I say what did you mean?
I receive. I drink
in
the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy
Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I was asking them today, if you are, you happen to be Asante Hini's son, I read on Facebook that Asante Hini's son has paid school fees for 27 KLUST, 27 KLUST, very handsome boy.
Now, I have a man who
KLUST students. To finish
school.
And that is laudable. Do you know how he could, why he could do that? Do you know that you can also do that? So, what will that Asante Hini's son do to be Asante Hini's son?
And then Asante Hini Babema.
What does he do?
Then
Who can tell me? What does he do? Nothing.
Nothing. Asante Hini Babema.
Whether the whole world likes it or not. He is carrying the DNA of
Asante Hini.
So you live like that.
It's over transabe.
He only makes sure that he has a good relationship with the father.
Yeah,
obeys the father's instruction. Finish.
No.
Do you know that you are more than that? You are the son of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are the son and the daughter of the Almighty God. Do you know that you carry a different DNA? Do you know the DNA you carry? You don't know? The day you accepted Christ, your DNA changed. Your DNA has come back to the original DNA that God gave to Adam and Eve. Your DNA is fruitfulness, is multiplication, is dominion. You can be fruitful anywhere. You can prosper anywhere. You can succeed anywhere. These are the things we should be conscious of.
Say,
I carry a different DNA. What doesn't work for others? It must work for me. Where others don't succeed. I must succeed. Where others don't prosper. I must prosper.
Because
I am the product. I am the seed. Of the finished work of Christ on the cross. So I carry. The supernatural DNA.
The supernatural DNA.
I am walking.
I am living.
I am living. With the supernatural DNA. What swallows others? Can never swallow me. What blocks others? Can never block me. What terminates others? Can never terminate me. What spills from others? Can never steal from me. Because I am carrying a supernatural DNA,
a heavenly DNA,
divine DNA. Hallelujah. Take your water right now.
But who's your suffering?
Say, Lord, this water has life. It has physical life. It came out of you.
If you want to buy
this water,
sir, ensuing
is part of the elements of creation.
Eka abadi eho bi.
Now,
sir, bring.
I speak life.
Meka enkwa nseme
gumo into this water.
Ego ensuing mo.
As I drink,
sir, me no me.
As I apply this water,
sir, me ni zoya me ho.
Let it create a shift. Let it cause a shift in all my internal organs. Any organ that is not working well. Any organ that is sick. Any organ that is damaged.
I say,
I can hear damaged pancreas.
Now, this pancreas, we are saying.
Damaged pancreas.
When your money be a saying.
That is related to diabetes.
But, since home.
Three damaged pancreas are going to be healed right now. Three. I can hear inherited diabetes. Inherited diabetes will be flushed out of your system right now. I can hear inherited lust. Inherited lust. Inherited lust will be flushed out right now. I can hear inherited anger. And temper. It is being flushed out right now. Inherited weakness.
It's
being flushed out right now. Thank you, Lord. Say water.
Is you
receive life.
Nyankwa.
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 To cause a shift. Now, you are going to command the water.
Sabri, also,
but before you command the water, let me tell you this. I was listening to Dr. Francis Marge.
No, Tie,
Mills. A black American.
A black American.
Look, there are spiritual things, eh?
There
are things that I can't teach you. I can't preach them here. I can teach you as individuals.
I never
knew that my former, the late general, regional superintendent, Reverend George Anantu was also practicing that thing.
No, ni se ni power pri mu yono suno deciding be aduma.
This man had a program.
No, o jumedie bi.
He just fell sick.
Abeyare.
But then he thought that he could still fly.
Now they say which man akoso afa yum she akọ.
And God told him, when you enter the plane, you will die in the plane.
Ana ya make say ura yum she nu mu pe obewu o mu.
Say, witches have picked the sand.
Now say, be ye afa awia
and commanded the earth. They have summoned your soul to the earth.
Ana ma samra o kra ama enframa no.
So pick the sand.
Enti fa awia ni bi
and disconnect your soul.
Na tete o kra fi ho
from the grave.
Efi adamu na mo.
Disconnect your soul.
Tete o
call your soul back.
Fra ho o kra enfi mo.
So he did that.
Enti oye sa.
Immediately,
in profimwa,
the pain was gone,
and
he was able to fly. Learn how to speak to things. Speak to the water again. Say something to the water. Command this water. Not what I've asked you to say.
Look,
Let me learn to say things. Learn to command. Command your ground. Command your bed. Command the sun. Command the moon and the stars. Command the earth. Command your business. Command your office. Command the bed on which you sleep. Command your gate. Speak to your gate. What should enter your gate? Command your money. Anything you are giving out or anything you are receiving from somebody.
If you be her.
Command the water right now.
Shensionu sabre, shensionu.
You are the shifting water.
When are we ensure the incense sabre me? What is incense sabre me?
You are the changeover.
Who even fi baby ni ma
for baby? You are the turn around.
Who di mi ensi ma mi
pull from? I pray for shift.
Ma katoro basaya, liko taraba sande, ma kuria basande. Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say by faith. I receive this living water. I drink for my shift. For my switch. For my turnover. For my changeover. For my in around.
And then start crying.
For my reset.
Said him so
for my reposition.
Said him in
the name of God the Father. In the name of God the Son. In the name of God the Holy Spirit. Please drink it right now.
No, so let me say here.
To sow a seed. I need to sow into this. Do you know what the Lord is saying? I don't know whether it is me.
When you say or no,
he said.
I say.
You are receiving a brand new internal organs.
I see
a
baby
internal organs. A youthful internal organs. Thank you, Lord. I receive. Lord, I welcome brand new internal organs.
I welcome
baby
it.
Internal organs.
I welcome it.
Youthful internal
I
organs.
Welcome it.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
I
you, Lord.
I receive it. I receive it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I am seeing everybody as a youth.
Oh, who be as a babo?
Very vibrant.
Hey.
Your energy is restored.
Jesus name.
Your youthfulness is restored.
Amen.
Something has just happened right
Amen.
Now.
Amen.
Rakatakota. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, please take your oil. This oil is for speed.
It's
for acceleration.
Intentum.
It's for speed.
It's
for acceleration.
Intentum.
It's for advantage.
So,
over the world. Over the system. The Bible says. And God, how God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Spirit and power.
And to me,
two things. John 10:38. Give me John 10:38. Acts 10:38. God bless. Acts 10:38. I'm waiting for the media. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. He went about doing good.
Not on enough. Hey, yeah, Papa.
Beloved,
I don't know.
Two things are mentioned there.
Anointed
with the Holy Spirit and power.
And it to me,
we can't see the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, to me,
we don't see him with our eyes. But we can see the oil. So it is our faith. Look.
Yeah.
The man who was born blind. Jesus could have just said,
now, yes, wait, like I said,
receive your sight.
Now,
but he made spittle.
Now, so authenticio.
And mix it.
And
apply. And say, go and wash. In the pool of
Siloa.
Don't let us limit God by theology and doctrine. God can work by enemies. In 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 46. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 46. The power of the Lord came on Elijah. And tucking his cloak into his belt, he ran ahead of Ahab all the way to
Jezreel.
Somebody on a chariot. Today we can say
a
V8. Somebody in the
V8.
And somebody running. And overtaking somebody in the V8. That's what the Holy Spirit can do. Through this oil. In God's Kairos year. You are receiving acceleration. You are receiving speed.
I receive it.
You are receiving advantage.
I receive it.
Speak to the oil right now. Say the name of Jesus Christ. Let this oil produce speed, produce acceleration, produce advantage in my life by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let this oil, let this oil, let this oil insulate me, ensure me against stress, against depression, against suppression, against the stress of the system. Let me never feel it by the application of this oil. Yes, by the application of this oil, I enter into God's Kairos year, into God's Kairos season. Let this oil cause my shift, cause my switch, cause my turnover, cause my changeover in every aspect of my life. Shali, Uta, Sa, Ka. Please. Speak to the oil now yourself.
Wankasa kebibigu angwenemo.
Talk to the oil.
Kasachira angwano.
Talk to the oil.
Kasachira angwano.
Talk to the oil right now.
Kasachira angwano sisiya.
Talk to the oil.
Kasachira angwano.
Rababa shike.
Lebre katara baba.
Oreketek.
Lebro kotorobozi niya.
Rakata.
Rakaba lebrekete. Lebro kotorobozi. Makuria baba.
Oh.
Rakaba baba baba.
I can hear the Lord saying,
let
this oil activate anything that is dull. Let this oil activate dull dreams, dull destinies, dull testimonies. Activate, activate, Bring it alive right now.
Let
the power of the Holy Spirit in this oil open new doors and keep the old doors. 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 Let the power of the Holy Spirit in this oil open for me new levels. Say by faith in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, I apply this oil for my shift, for my switch, for my carous year, for my acceleration, for my speed, for my reset, for my advantage, for my everything. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit. Do you know what I'm hearing? This oil is for your exemption. It's for your exemption. It's for your exemption. Listen before we apply the oil. I know you are praying for me and my family. I've heard people having all nights and praying for me. It's not everything we can tell you. Yes, we thank God for you. You know, I don't know those who are within this church. Who don't want this project to be completed?
I want person, sir. I didn't see every year.
Pastors are calling me.
I saw for every man.
There are people inside that church.
In Kofo, I saw for no more
fighting the completion.
I walk put here. Say every year, you may know.
Who are they?
Omoni why?
Why?
I didn't see.
There are people in that church.
I see in Kofo, I saw. I saw no more.
That want you to be disgraced.
I umba say when him go, I say.
Oh, who are they?
Omoni why?
Why?
I didn't hear.
Do you know what happened today?
Only they seen her.
Enoch was driving one of the cars.
Now Enoch, okay, I said no back home.
Before they realized, when they were going, the front tire was shaking a bit.
Now a name time was
they also managed to get to the Easter Convention.
But we could do yes, I mean, say
when they were coming home,
Omoko, you know.
It was still shaking.
And that's why also.
But they got to the dimples.
Over the dimples.
It just stopped.
And it,
when they got down, all the bows in the front tire, they are gone.
They said, the car hasn't
gone to workshop.
And go, baby,
front tire.
And name tire no.
The bows were gone. I experienced this only when I went to my hometown some time ago to defend my uncle before the elders.
Yeah.
Some elders, when I was talking with them at the top, when I came down, one of my classmates, the late Kakrabai God, he said, what is around your car? You see those of us you met here? When you greeted us and left, they threw the car on the ground and they were saying, when the car somersaulted, this is how it will look like. You know, I was talking with the elders. When I just felt, excuse yourself and go and make declaration on your car. Those of you went across to this on the mountain and the car was parked at the valley. So I went to the bathroom. I sent fire. Arrows of fire. Kakraba Ibo said that at the point.
I said you baby no.
They
the four men I met there, he just got up and started running away. Do you know that I drove that car without the bows in the tar from
apart?
At the motorway, he started checking. I said, I won't stop. I push.
Tesano.
When I was climbing,
check.
I push. But when I got to North Kanish Amankwa Bluff Factory near North Kanish,
I'll be a sense of God.
I call Sifas the mechanic.
I'll pray a mechanic. No, she's in Ishain.
When Sifas came,
I'll buy a
Reverend.
I saw so
spark.
I see.
I spark.
He
entered. Reverend.
I saw.
Let's check the car. As he started lifting the car,
he
said, Reverend, come and see.
I said, Brother, here.
You are serving a great God.
As
he was lifting the
car,
the tie just removed.
A
cousin of mine is a prophetess. She called me 2 days after.
Now,
he said, if you want to go to your hometown, pray over your car. Because they have planned to remove the bolts so that when you are descending, you fall inside the valley there, that nobody can find you. I said, I'll go and come. They removed the bolts, but I arrived safely. Let me tell you, no matter what you do, it is finished. It is finished. It is finished. It is finished. It is finished for the Laliboja and the family. It is finished for the Ayam Temple. It is finished for every soul here. I say it is finished. I say it is finished. Witches and wizards, it is finished. It is finished. You can never succeed. It is finished. 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 No matter what you do, say by faith, I applied the oil in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit. Please apply the oil now. Under your feet, your forehead, and any other place, maybe your ear. Only don't remove your dress. We are in Assemblies of God Church. When you get home, you can anoint the side of your bed, the door into your room, your gate, if it is your own house, even if it's not your own house, you can make declaration and go and stand at the gate and anoint. Overthrow every power there. And command blessings to enter. Yes, when you anoint the gate and the door, command what should be enter. Accident should not enter. Death should not enter. Poverty should not enter. Witches and wizards, then command what should enter. Sickness and disease should not enter. Command prosperity to enter. Command breakthroughs to enter. Call angels to enter. A new beginning to enter. Thank you, Jesus. Fulfillment to enter. Fulfillment to enter. My sister, God has answered your prayer. Eh?
Amen.
God has answered your prayer. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Arabasaya.
Thank you, Jesus.
Libro koto yana.
Kaya makarabasi.
Makarababa.
Libro koto rabai.
Libro koto rubosidia.
La parika tua rabasha
katarababa. Libre katarababa.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say the last advice.
The last advice.
Before we pray for April born.
And Sana Bompire Bosumi and I would have for.
Please listen.
But your Montier.
As you have entered your Kairos year.
Now, sir, we're one sister Afiemono.
These two warnings the Lord said I should give you.
Kokobo mi enu na nyame se onfa maye.
Number 1.
Nia edi kain.
Avoid offenses.
You won't feel from so more.
And anything that will be a negative open for the devil in your life.
Adibi ebe ya debo ni ebe bi e kwa ya mo bo sama mo awo abra bo mu no.
2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11 says.
Read to my testimony. Mi enu jemu ba ko say.
We are not ignorant of the devices.
In order that Satan might
not have with us, for we are not unaware of his schemes.
Please,
God said, I should warn you. Avoid offenses. Don't give it to offenses. And don't offend people. When somebody says what you did, I don't like that, say please. I beg you. Even though you are right. God said I should warn you. Avoid offenses.
You won't feel from so much.
Two.
You know.
Avoid rash talk, loose talk. Psalm 106 verse 33. Psalm 106 verse 33. Offenses, 2 Corinthians 2:11 and Ephesians 4:27. 2 Corinthians 2:11, Ephesians 4:27. Ephesians 4:27. Say, don't let your anger, the sun go down. Do not give the devil a foothold. It was about anger. You can get angry, but manage your anger. Neither give place to the devil. Number 2, avoid loose talk. Psalm 106 verse 33. Psalm 106 verse 33. Moses spoke loose talk because he rebelled against the spirit.
Okay,
so that he spoke rashly with his lips. When you are angry,
so
be careful what you say. There is a prayer I've been praying for somebody in this church. About 2 years ago, I had an issue with somebody. And after church, those days we used to see here, I called a brother. We were talking here about the issue because the brother knows the issue. I was just finding out something as a pastor.
So I saw.
Later, the person called me. You were talking with so and so.
No, I saw my sister in Akasa.
Somebody told me,
Obi catcher me,
that when I meet so and so brother, I should interrogate him. Because the person heard you talking with the brother and mentioning my name. I've been praying to God to find out that person. Who called somebody and said that? Because of what God said to me. He said he has taken 2 years from the person's life. And before the person will die, the person will suffer stroke for 3 years. Because the person is causing division. Please. When an issue is not your issue, keep your mouth shut. I've been asking God, who is that? Because I don't want that to happen to the person. Up to now, I don't know the person.
Do
you know some people that, whilst you are in church,
they
are WhatsApping people.
Now,
this is what pastor is saying.
We not stop working on
about you.
Here. Here.
Here.
Here.
That's why when things happen to people,
prayer
don't work for them. God said, I should warn you. When it doesn't concern you, make as if you haven't heard.
Yes, I won't tell
you. You want the person to know that you love the person. But you know what you are doing? You are creating division. Leave it. Because a day is going to come. All of us will not be here like this. When we are separated and gone, that is when you are going to suffer the curse. I pray that God show me that person. Because I don't want that thing to happen to the person. Because that day there were people meeting here. I started suspecting some people.
The
suspicion is not good. Please. In this Kairos here, let's be careful. Let's be free. Let's talk. Let's laugh. Let's gossip small, small. Because gossip is sweet. But not gossip that will destroy each other. Because a church without gossip is not correct. Every living church, there are gossips. There are offenses. But they shouldn't be things that destroy relationships
and
other things. Shall we rise up right
now?
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.